This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? A couple of news stories we are keeping track of. One, Mandan police responded to a medical call at RJR Maintenance. The building in South Mandan was found to have several people who were deceased inside. That's really all we know at this point, right, Todd? Morton County Sheriff's Office and the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation, along with Mandan police, responding to that. That's all we know. Multiple bodies found. RJR Maintenance Building, southeast of Mandan. So, and a medical assist was the call that was phoned in this morning. So, you know what we know. All right? Also, we did get an update for you from Beaver Creek down by Linton. No flood peak there yet. It has not reached it's high point, but they expect that to come sometime late today or tomorrow. Things holding pretty steady, and according to officials there, the colder weather this weekend did help a little bit. So there's that. And, of course, any other questions or comments we can answer for you, we'd love to. We're going to get back to the phones here, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. One question I have is whether you think the president's right to shut down the border. Is that the answer, to finally get to the point of getting people to realize how big a problem this is? Should we shut down the border? Is he right to do that? Is he right to cut off the foreign aid? You're standing with the president on this. Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, or the local number, nice and slow, 367-2054. 701, that's my texting number. So, you can text me, and I'd love it. 367-2054, Todd's 226-8503, but to call us, 701. You ready? 258. Ready? 0550. Got it? Get it? Good. Brought to you today by the University of Mary. We are officially a month away from the start of classes. Next start of classes for the University of Mary's worldwide program. This is really something, folks. You take the first steps towards a fresh start, contacting the University of Mary and find out about their undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs. Affordable. Enhance your skills, advance your career. And Mary, this is what I love about what they do. They take your prior education and your life experiences and find out where you're at so you can finish. Life experiences. They have a formula for that. It works well. I did it. I love it. Contact them today. Find out how that past experience might be included in your individualized plan of study. Most courses are available online and in the evenings, so you can choose the best way to learn while still working and fulfilling your other responsibilities. 701-355-8030. Classes start every 5 weeks. Next set of classes begin May 6. Find out more at umary.edu. You mentioned you heard this on What's on Your Mind. Your application fee will be waived. That's umary.edu. Call 701-355-8030. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, hey, Henry. Scott. Good morning. Something on wind, and I'd like a question on the border, if you don't mind. So my thing on wind, I just heard you admit that you knew nothing about this new technology coming up. I admit I did not know windmills couldn't work under 20 degrees below zero, and that 97% when we needed the power the most for our pipes wouldn't freeze was created by coal. When are they going to quit pulling the wool over our eyes?
Pulling the wool over our eyes in what regard?
Well, I mean, come on. Wind energy is not efficient. Wind energy is a joke. You already said the technology, like that lady said, is changing. You're on the show every day researching this stuff. You did not know that there's, you know, birdless, not going to kill birds. That had no knowledge of it. I didn't know that they don't work below 20 below. So when it's 20 below up here, where are we supposed to get our power from?
Well, that's why, you've never heard me say wind is the end all be all. All we need is wind. That's why I'm saying I think we need all of it. I need all of it. And here's the argument for wind, okay? The power co-ops, the power companies, they love it because it's quote unquote green. Okay? They aren't. Ask your power co-op. Ask whoever you buy your power from what they think of wind. Just do that little research project, and then I'm curious what they tell you. But I'll bet they say, we love it, and it's great. Now, the majority of the wind produced here goes elsewhere. It's exported. So two things. One, you got power companies that want it. They desire it, so that's why there's wind farms, because they provide it. And two, they export it. So if we said, screw you, wind, we don't want you, the power companies still want it, so it would be developed elsewhere, and the landowners who benefit from this, who have the choice, do I want a wind farm, do I not want a wind farm, then they would be deprived of that choice if we said we're not building it here. So it's sort of like it's that, you know, we can't unilaterally disarm. But the most important thing for you to know is that nobody's suggesting it be the only source. Far from it. I mean, as you heard the folks from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, the folks that are promoting wind, they're saying coal is a baseload energy source in North Dakota. Nobody's talking about displacing that at all. I think where the coal folks understandably get a little bit concerned is they see subsidies going there and a competitor. I think they see part of their market share going away from natural gas, and they say, hey, this keeps up. We don't have a foundation to continue to provide the baseload, so we better be careful here. So, I think they're right. You got to balance all of that. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. Like I said, I'm just looking for the truth. I mean, here, look at this. You have thousands and thousands of these windmills. 5 years from now, 7 years, 10, whatever. When they got to replace all the parts on those things, and you know they're going to fail because they're constantly moving, who's going to pay for that? How efficient is that? You got these electric cars. Have you ever heard of anybody replacing a power pack in one of those electric cars? When those all start to go, when they've got whatever miles on them, that's not cheap. The car's totaled. I mean, none of it really makes sense other than the Green New Deal, right? But anyway, well, my question on the border.
Before you go to the border, though, I think the market will take care of all that. If, the cars are, not practical, nobody's going to buy them. You know, I mean, they're buying them now because they're kind of chic and they're really expensive, by the way. And by the way, the folks from Secure Energy Future and Lignite Energy Council, they have one. They have a Tesla. They wanted to test it in North Dakota winters, and it works. And guess what? When you plug it in here, lion's share of your electricity for it comes from coal to power the electric car.
Right. So how did that save the environment? And, you know, they get 200 miles on Tesla in the winter, 300 in the summer, like I said, it's a novelty deal. But the market won't take care of it if the government keeps giving you $5,000 to $7,000 tax deductions if you buy a Prius every year. So it's not a fair market. If it was a fair market, it would have never took off. But my question on the border: when we say we're going to shut down the border, which I'm all for, does that mean, because a lot of us have factories in Mexico, does that mean our product won't come across?
It does. It does. That's what Trump's talking about. And again, I don't see it as a long-term thing, but I see it as a pain point on Mexico to say, knock it off. Why are you transporting people from these other countries, Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala, at your southern border, Mexico, and transporting them to our southern border and dumping your problem on us? Why are you doing that? And I think Trump's, saying, look, I can't get any attention here, so I'll shut down the border. It's not so much shut down the border so illegals don't come across the border, because a lot of them are coming across at places other than the checkpoint anyway. But you're right. It would be a real disruption to commerce, no doubt about it.
Well, I think that's a lose-lose, like his last government shutdown. I mean, once that stops and people don't get their product, they're going to be screaming, even though the idea is right, the principle is right, what he's doing is right. But when Americans don't have their toys, it's a whole new game.
It'll be interesting. And obviously Donald Trump is very good at saying, here's what I'm capable of doing, here's what I'm willing to do, are you going to fix the problem before I do it or not? So, that was a shot across the bow to Mexico, no doubt about it. Sill in Fargo, what's next? You're next, rather. What's on your mind?
Yeah, getting back to the wind energy thing, what's wrong with taking the flare gas we're polluting the environment with and generating electricity with that?
Well, when you say what's wrong with it, I think that's some of the things that are in the mix. It obviously would be a competitor for coal. So,
it works very, very well. And with the amount of gas, according to Lynn Helms a few months back, if we could capture all that gas, we could generate 2,700 megawatts of power every day using that flare gas. Now that's a theoretical number, and probably not practical. But I think 800 to 1,000 megawatts a day, using that and taking that stuff that's polluting the environment, and contrary to what Ron Ness said last Monday, that our air is perfectly clean. That's not true when you talk to people who live out there. So why don't we use that for a change?
Again, it's a solution. I think there's a lot of things that can be done with that flared gas, and the first thing is capture it, get it into a pipeline, and then decide, you know, there's a number of gas processing plants now, there's more on the drawing board, and there's all kinds of innovation that can happen from it. So I think that's okay.
We use it on site. Most you'd have to have is maybe 100 yards of pipe. On these big platforms we have where there's 15, 20, 30 wells, you could put 2 5-megawatt generators on there, and you wouldn't have to run the gas more than maybe 100 yards at the outside.
And then you put the electricity on the grid right there, you mean?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate that. I know there's a lot of that going, a lot of innovation in energy. It's happening right now. Texter says, I think Trump should shut down the Mexico border, including the Canadian border. This would stop all goods from moving in and out of our country. Maybe make the American people wake up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Let's talk office furniture. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here from the What's on Your Mind program. When I'm behind the microphone on the show, I'm sitting in a Herman Miller chair from Inner Office Workspace Furniture and Design in Fargo and Bismarck. They are great to work with. We absolutely love everything they do about every piece of furniture for our new office from the folks at Inner Office Workspace Furniture and Design in Fargo and Bismarck. But this Herman Miller chair is a gold standard. It's unbelievable. This is the Aeron that I'm in. And, you know, it's a high-performance work chair, empowers the body so you stay comfortable as you work, dynamic fit. You can customize it so you adapt the chair to your different daily activities. I love that. Ergonomic support, too, so you know, those of us that sit for a long time in a chair, we've got that support. And that adjustable back support, too, supports, you know, a more natural support to the spine. It's fantastic. There's 3 different sizes to pick from. Herman Miller, the brand in office chairs. From Inner Office Workspace Furniture and Design, Fargo and Bismarck. Online at interofficefargo.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. Committed to using the talent and resources here to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. They want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. www.jcnlife.com. 1 week from today, we have our interview with Chris Christie, the author of Let Me Finish. What a great title for a book, huh? Let Me Finish! I like Chris Christie. He's just got that, I don't know, no-holds-barred kind of persona. The book is called Let Me Finish, Trump, the Kushners, Bannon, New Jersey, and the Power of In-Your-Face Politics. So I have a free copy of this book for someone with the best question for him. And I'm giving you a couple of days to think about it because he'll be here a week from today. So text either Todd or I, either one of us, 701-367-2054 is mine. You can also email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. Or text Todd, 701-226-8503, or email him, kfyr@iheartmedia.com. And give us your questions for Chris Christie. And if you submit a question, and it's a good one, it'll be in the drawing. Okay? And we'll use it. We'll use all of them for Chris Christie. John in Bismarck, you're next. 2580-550-2580-550. What's on your mind, John?
Yes. What I'm concerned about is them transporting military units across that border. Now, they can come in as an independent, each one independently, and then form their military unit and then attack this country indirectly, because this country wouldn't be ready for such a thing.
So you want the border
closed up.
Closed up, because if it wasn't, there'd be the potential of military units from other countries coming in?
Yes, there would be a great potential of that. They can come over here singly, and they can infiltrate into different parts of this society, and then when the attack comes about, against the American people, they can bring that all together, and they can get their weapons together and come right in here and cause chaos.
Yeah, I just don't think that's very likely, right? Unless you're talking about like a SEAL team or something from these other countries and sneaking in here, and of course they would not do that.
It is very likely, and I could foresee it happening. And
they wouldn't do that at the port of entry. They'd do that at some place where they're trying to get in.
Inside the United States, and they get their places where they're going to go. Yes, it's very likely that they could pull it off. And that's the thing, is that they think, well, this would never happen. Well, it can happen. This is one of the things that I talked to the former governor about and different people in the legislature about getting more security. They don't have enough security up at the Capitol. People ought to think about what reality can be.
Appreciate the call, John. We've had others call today about wind speeds. We're going to do a better job of keeping tabs on wind speeds for you. And Chad, the trucker, texted us. That's what he goes by, I guess. He says, what's with the wind? The wind between Ellendale and Edgley is 65 miles an hour out of the north. It must be 32 degrees, because when I stick my head out the window for a couple of miles, my eyelids freeze shut. I don't think we can do anything about wind speeds when you're sticking your head out of your truck. Do you, Todd? They would have to probably...
wouldn't recommend it.
Wish him well. another texter wants to know, what's with the Hindu prayer at the legislature? Both chambers of the North Dakota legislature, the House and the Senate, will open with their first ever Hindu prayer today and tomorrow from the president of the Universal Society of Hinduism. The Senate around 1:15 today, the House 1 p.m. tomorrow. Burley County Commission will also have an invocation evidently as well. What's with it, you ask? I think this is, I don't know, they started this last year, didn't they? I forget who they use, but they use some sort of, group that represents all the pastors in different faiths, and have them organize it, and then bring in different pastors to give the prayer. So I think they, whoever's involved in that group, they have come in. So I don't think it's necessarily that they're, you know. I mean, because I think if you said, okay, how many, you know, people who practice Hinduism are in the legislature, it'd be maybe zero. I don't know. Small number. But they're just using this group to bring in, so all faith groups are represented. It's very PC, is what it is. You know, but, you know, if they're part of a larger group that's already meeting, and fine. You know, I mean, I don't think you get too upset about something like this. Just folks that want to be inclusive. You know what I mean? And that would be my answer. Todd, did you want to say something?
More loving.
More loving?
No, we are loving.
Oh, we are loving. Yeah, we're being...
I was a little surprised at AOC's indication that the Constitution was amended to prevent FDR from being reelected. When, in fact, he died in office, for one thing.
Yeah, she's...
The 22nd Amendment came 2 years after he died in office, but...
She's not real smart. Is the problem?
It's always going to be something big, and so something that even the average person that's paid any attention whatsoever go, what? That doesn't sound right.
Fargo Forum had a big profile this weekend on Representative Omar, who's sort of the other darling of this crop of Democrats.
Devin
that are new
Tlaib,
to
the three to, of those, the yeah, three amigos,
the U.S. House, and I think it's funny that they finally got around to it. I mean, few of us in the new media had pointed out that she was an NDSU grad some time ago. And they did a little digging and found out that she was pretty low profile here. So who knows? Texter says, if people are worried about a border closure affecting commerce, they should contact the Democrats in Congress and tell them to work with President Trump to secure our border. It's a very good point by a smart listener. Another texter says, shut it down. Shut it down. Another says, I think Trump should shut down the Mexico border, including the Canadian border. This would stop all goods from moving in and out of the country and would maybe wake the American people up and realize how time-sensitive and quickly we could run out of food. Yeah, but that. A few more here we'll get to in a sec. Let's go to Charles in Carrington quickly. Charles, I'm up against the break, but lay it on me quick.
I'm wondering about this transgender deal in the military. Are we giving these guys free transgender sex change, and we're paying them, and they're only in the military for 3 years, so they get 1 year of training, 1 year of transgender, and they only get a year off of them?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that. I think that was originally the concern. It was one of cost, and it was raised by the president, and there was a big uproar over it, and the court said you can't do that. Now there's some other court challenge that says, wait, hold on. So I don't know that it's all settled yet. I don't know that it's...
Isn't that discrimination against the straight people, the young men and women that are in our military?
Interesting point. Appreciate
North
the call.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FAA calls it a short-lived system-wide outage that struck major airlines this morning. Flights were stuck on the ground at airports nationwide, but at last check, the FAA said service was back and claims delays should be minimal. The FAA says a third-party vendor may have been to blame for the outage. still threatening to close the southern border. President Trump's calling on Congress to address what he calls a crisis there, tweeting this morning, quote, Democrats working with Republicans could fix the asylum and other loopholes quickly. His acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, says with Democrats unwilling to be part of the solution, the president may have to close the border.
Faced with those limitations, the president will do everything he can. If closing the ports of entry mean that, that's exactly what he intends to do.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Your mind is powered by Schwann at BuickGMC.com. Oh, plenty of Cadillacs over there as well. You want to check out the new XT4 that's out there, and there's a few tricks coming up their sleeve real soon, so keep a sharp eye. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And we're brought to you today in part by our friends at the University of North Dakota. Did you know there are a lot of reasons to be proud of the UND? Top 25 most innovative colleges. That's right. We're in the top 25, U.S. News and World Report. $100 million in research expenditures, driving opportunities for students and the state. Top 12 online undergraduate option for veterans. Number 9 most military-friendly school. And, of course, beyond visual line of sight, flight in partnership with the Harris UAS Network. Number 1, nobody else. Better than what they're doing at UND. Find out more at und.edu. 27 before the top of the hour, our next guest is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Guest of ours previously, he's coming back to North Dakota, be at NDSU on Wednesday. So we thought we'd have a chat and preview that trip a little bit. There's going to be a town hall there on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. President Neil Kashkari. Neil, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good. Nice to have you back on the program. How you been?
I've been wonderful. It's great to be back with you, and I'm really looking forward to my visit to North Dakota on Wednesday. So I hope a lot of your listeners turn out to our town hall in the afternoon.
How do talk a little bit about what you accomplished at these town halls, the reason you hit the road, and what you're hoping to hear a little bit of from folks Wednesday at NDSU.
Well, the job of my job and my colleagues at the Minneapolis Fed is to represent our region, Minnesota, the Dakotas, Montana, part of Michigan, and part of Wisconsin, and to really understand what's happening on the ground in our local economy, and then bring this information back to Washington, D.C. when we set monetary policy for the nation. So I make a point of, you know, traveling around our region and meeting with regular folks, small business owners, employees, workers, retirees, just to hear from them what's happening on the ground. So in the afternoon, 4 o'clock at NDSU, we're going to have a town hall where everybody's invited. I'm going to talk a little bit about the economy, but we're going to hand the microphone over to folks and say, what's happening in your neck of the woods? What are you seeing? What's on your mind? I want to hear from you. The more direct people are with me, the more I'm going to learn. So I'm really eager for people to turn out.
The pain point I hear most from folks about, and you and I have talked about this before, but it's workforce. It's just the challenge in finding the right workforce, stunting the growth, actually, of a lot of companies because you can't, you know, no people, you can't grow. I talk to CEOs, say, hey, you find me 10 truckers, and I can correlate directly what that will mean in additional revenue to this company. Without them, we can't grow. We're stagnant. Is that problem getting worse?
Well, I hear that a lot, too, just like you do. CEOs and business owners tell me that all the time. But I always say to them, well, show me, you know, put your money where your mouth is. Let's see it in wage growth. Wage growth is finally starting to pick up a little bit, but it's not yet picking up to really high levels, which would signal that the economy is yet overheating. I've seen some national stories where big trucking companies raised their truck driver wages by 10%, and they had more truck drivers than they knew what to do with. And so I hear it from people just like you do, but I want to see it when they actually start paying more. I think they're going to find more workers. So I think that that's a big part of it.
And you've actually correlated that with actual data, right, where you see wage rates up, you see less of a workforce challenge?
I do, exactly. So, you know, this is, you're trying to assess supply and demand for labor. And if you want to assess supply and demand, you start looking at the price. And the price of labor is wages. Wages are growing around nationally around 3% or so, 3.5%. And we're seeing more wage growth for lower entry workers. So think about retail or fast food or entry level jobs. They're starting to finally see their wages pick up, and they're long overdue. They haven't had a raise in a long time, so I'm happy to see that. But if you look in the aggregate across the whole country, wage growth is still not at very high levels that would suggest that the U.S. economy is overheating or that there's a big supply constraint. So I want to see the wages pick up. But long term, we do know we do need more workers to power the economy over the long term, and that means immigration is going to have to be part of it. You know, we're just not having as many kids as we had in prior generations, and if we're not going to have the kids in ourselves, then it ends up that we're going to need immigration to help make up the shortfall.
What is your assessment of North Dakota's economy?
I think North Dakota's economy is quite strong. I mean, I think it's obviously benefits from oil prices rebounding somewhat, but North Dakota is not just about oil. We know the Fargo area has a vibrant tech sector that's growing. Obviously, ag is very, very important, and ag is under pressure from low commodity prices. So I think the more diverse the economy is in terms of different sectors, the more robust and resilient it's going to be. Some sectors are facing challenges with low commodity prices or low ag prices, but I think the higher oil prices is helping. So I think overall North Dakota is doing well. Overall, North Dakota has a very low unemployment rate, which is great. Good news for those families. But we want to see all sectors of the North Dakota economy prosper, not just a few of them.
On the agriculture front, obviously this is not just North Dakota, but our, you know, ag community in the states that cover the Federal Reserve of Minneapolis that you are advocating for, and it's a big trade battle right now that is designed for long-term gain, but some short-term pain. Do you see that pain impacting these economies? Are there enough pain to be, you know, I mean, you hear it from the farm community that it's tough, right? And concerns about their debt load and number of years of low prices and some real challenges there. I mean, are you seeing significant impacts on the ag economy because of this trade battle?
We are. I mean, it's certainly on the ag economy. It's not so big that it's depressing the national economy yet, because ag is, you know, there, it gets offset by manufacturing and oil and healthcare, et cetera. But in the ag economy, it's absolutely real. It's partly driven by the trade battles, but as you mentioned, it's also just driven by the fact that our farmers are incredibly productive. And year after year after year, they seem to be setting new records for how much they can produce. And if you're in a commodity business and you've got record production, it probably means you're going to have low prices. So part of it is they're a victim of their own success as they keep up this great production. And part of it's being driven by the trade war. I'm hopeful that the trade war will come to a conclusion soon. If it does, that'll be good for the long term. But I think the challenge also is going to be, hey, our farmers are so productive, they're probably going to keep setting new records, and that's probably going to keep a lid on prices.
Talk a little bit about the growth rate. You know, there was a nice number around 3. A lot of folks said this is going to continue to uptick, and then it, last quarter came back a little bit, and now some concerns of where it's at. What's going on there?
Well, nationally, we're seeing some signs of slowing in the U.S. economy. We knew 2018 was going to be a strong year, in part because of the tax cut that Washington passed. And we knew that that tax cut would at least give a short-term boost. And it's providing still some boost in 2019, but not as big a boost as 2018. The key question is, how much will that tax cut do to improve long-term economic growth, not just the short-term stimulative effect? And on that answer, we just don't know yet. And so we expect 2019 to be slower than 2018. I'm not forecasting a recession, but you can never rule it out. And we're not forecasting right now a recession for 2020 either, but we are expecting slower economic growth. But if you have slower growth and then there's a hiccup, either domestically or internationally, such as with Europe or with China, if you're growing more slowly and there's some kind of a speed bump, then it makes it easier for the economy to tip over into recession. So we're looking out at all of these different risks to try to figure out what's the most likely path for the U.S. economy.
We're chatting with Neil Kashkari. He'll be at NDSU on Wednesday for a town hall meeting. Invites people to come in and have a say and ask any question and give a little pulse on the economy and your world. So hope folks participate in that. Neil is the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank, part of the Federal Reserve System. So is this, I mean, if you had to pinpoint something to say, you know, we were coming up. And some people think the tax cut had an effect there. Some people think just some, less regulation had some effect. What's causing it to go the other way?
Well, I think partly we know tax cuts. If the economy is doing well and there's a big tax cut, which is not offset by other spending cuts, so it's a debt finance tax cut, we know that that will provide at least a short-term stimulative boost. Think about, some people call it a sugar high. So you do that, but you hope it also leads to more investment, which leads to longer, higher growth over the long term. That's the second piece that we're still waiting for. We know how the math works on the short-term effect, and we know that's going to peter off at some point. But the question is the long-term boost in investment really going to pick up from here? And so we're hoping it does, but we're as yet not sure. At the same time, we've got Europe with lots of slow economy in Europe, lots of risks in Europe. You know, Brexit, the UK is leaving the Eurozone. There's a lot of uncertainty around that. We also have China slowing down seemingly pretty dramatically, and China's economy is a big player in the global economy. We're not immune to that. So I think with these broader national and international effects taking place, that's also having some effect here at home.
One of the top economic advisors to President Trump, Larry Kudlow, said recently that he thinks the Fed needs to do a rate cut to help. That was somewhat controversial because the White House usually sort of stays out of that. But there's been others that have been saying that. I know you're part of that process, but is that something worth considering?
Well, I've been one of the lone voices at the Federal Reserve objecting to our rate increases simply because I said I don't see evidence that the U.S. economy is overheating. So why are we tapping the brakes to cool it down? So my view is we should be open-minded about a rate cut, but I feel like it's a little premature. We don't want to be moving interest rates around wildly just in response to short-term economic data. You know, the last job report was very weak, only about 20,000 jobs created in the country, but the prior one was very strong, and the one before that was very strong. And sometimes this data is noisy. So my view is we're not ready yet to cut rates, in my humble opinion, but I think we should watch the data. And if it really does seem like the U.S. economy is slowing down, then that would be the time to cut rates. But I don't want to be moving interest rates around just because of short-term fluctuations and noisy data.
And remind me now, do you, as a president of one of the Federal Reserve banks, have a vote in that, a voice in that with the Board of Governors?
So we all go to every meeting. The 12 Reserve Bank presidents, we participate, we deliberate, we make our recommendation, but we rotate on when we're formally voting at the end of the meeting. So I'm a voter next year. I'm not a voter this year, but I am at the table and advocating on behalf of our district economy and letting people know what's happening here in North Dakota and in Minnesota.
Fascinating. A friend of mine, Steve Moore, has been nominated by the president to join the Federal Reserve Bank. I'm watching that one very, very with a lot of interest just because he's been a regular out here in North Dakota talking to a number of different groups and really kind of advocates for us on occasion. So be interesting to see what happens there for sure. I want to remind folks that Berry Hall Ag Country Auditorium Wednesday, 3:30 to 5 is where the next town hall will be held with President Neil Kashkari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, chief operating officer there. So come on by and join that conversation. And let's see here. What else do I need to tell you? Brief remarks, as he mentioned, then a Q&A with the audience. And Scott Bolio will be the dean of the College of Business, will be the moderator, and free admission, doesn't cost you anything. So, beautiful facility. I'm going to be over there Wednesday. Look forward to it. Neil, thanks for the time today, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Scott. See you soon. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Good talking to you. Take care. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Chris Byrd from Point of View will give us the last word. We'll talk a little bit about the border, creepy Uncle Joe, and much more. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, over the last couple of months, I've had the opportunity to meet many of you, to chat with you over a piece of Pizza Corner Pizza, or to watch you make some basketball shots during our Tourney Time Pizza promo. And I gotta tell you, I loved every minute of it. I enjoyed hearing your passion and loyalty to Pizza Corner Pizza. In some, I witnessed reluctance, which in most cases after a sample, turned to acceptance. And finally, I appreciated the candid conversations, which allowed both of us a better understanding of how to press on. So on behalf of all of us at Pizza Corner Pizza, we want to say thank you.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. In terms of feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks with no spray application. And if you hear nothing else on the show today, I want you to know, nobody knows spray application like the folks at High Plains Apache. And they have 2019 models now that you need to see. 40 series Apache sprayers, new look, new features, financing and leasing available. They have some used sprayers on hand, if you're looking for that. They're in Mandan, across from Culver's. Have a bite to eat, and then go over and see the 2019s, High Plains Apache. You can call them at 663-2375. They're south of Fargo Frontier, exit 60 off I-29, just to the east of the big Walmart there. HighPlainsApache.com as well. Chris Berg is here from Point of View with Chris Berg that you watch weekday evenings. He's back after a little Final Four hiatus. Or I guess Sweet 16 hiatus. And you can watch them tonight.
KX4 at 6:30, West Dakota Fox at 9:30. Hello, sir. How are you?
Happy Monday. Doing great.
Thank you for calling on my lack of television talents to host your show on Wednesday night. And we had a little fun talking about the Teddy Roosevelt Library. I know a project you're just a full-throated supporter of, so that was kind of fun.
That's one way of saying the antithesis, yes.
Yes, exactly. We'll have to have that debate someday. Let's do the border debate today. Should Donald Trump shut down the border?
I mean, you got to say yes at this point. When you got former Obama DHS Secretary Jay Johnson saying, hey, this is a crisis. He's talked about how, you know, when he would have numbers over 1,000 people apprehended at the border in a day, that was a bad day for him. Now you're talking about 4,000 people a day being apprehended. These ridiculous, insane asylum laws that we have in this country, you got to do something. I don't think Trump wants to do it for a long period of time, but you've got to make a statement and say, look, as he said last week, he's not playing around.
How about cutting off aid to the Northern Triangle countries of Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala?
Well, I know a lot of people are up in arms about that, but let's be honest. We've been giving them money now for how many years, and it's not just a couple dollars. It's a large chunk of money. And what's happening today? We've got people from that Northern Triangle just coming up here in droves, and last week they said there's even a bigger caravan heading our way. So why would we continue to fund countries that aren't doing anything to stop the crime, to stop the corruption? You don't want to say, hey, look, I don't want to give you money for gang prevention things that you're trying to do down there, but you're obviously not using the money correctly. So I think Trump's doing it from a leverage standpoint. It's the art of the deal and say, hey, if you want the money, then you got to do something and get this done.
You know, interesting, we've been talking about this a little bit today, and some people called and said, well, wait a minute, if the border shut down, does that mean no commerce? Nothing comes across? And it does. It does mean that, right? So then they're like, oh, wait a minute, that's not good. Then somebody said, well, wait a minute. And by the way, the Northern Triangle foreign aid is given not to the countries for, you know, the government entity doesn't get it. The recipients are non-government organizations that actually provide some relief down there. So you'd be taking away from them. Somebody said, well, guess what? Then you're going to let Russia, you're going to let China, you're going to let others find their way in there. That wouldn't be a good idea. So interesting that there was a mix of discussion. Overwhelmingly, people say close the border. I think, again, it's a tool, right? It's Donald Trump, classic Trump art of the deal. I'm willing to do it. I will do it. You better get your act together so it doesn't happen.
I mean, you know, it's when you go back to Little Rocket Man, when he was saying, you know what, if he wants to test any more missiles, there will be fire and fury like he's never seen before. I mean, was there ever fire and fury like we've never seen before? No, but that was the conversation he had to have in order to get Little Rocket Man to wake up and stop shooting missiles over Japan. So I think it's the same thing here. He's going to say to Mako, like, look, if you guys want to continue to let these people just flow through, you know, your country, because they've got way tougher, way more stringent immigration laws than we do. We are like, okay, if you just get one little tiny pinky toe on American soil, just one tiny pinky toe, then you can claim asylum here. And you get to sit in our country for years because our immigration courts are so backed up. Does that make any sense to anybody? Of course not.
Which party in this country will make the most noise about the president closing the border if he does or cutting off aid to those countries?
Is this a trick question?
No, it's a pretty easy one, actually. Democrats, and they could fix it right now by actually working with the president on the border.
Yes.
That's the sad thing. It's unbelievable. Listen to this, and I want your take. You're going to hear David Bossie, who is a friend of the president's, advisor to the president's, longtime Republican activist, and Heidi Heitkamp talking about creepy Joe Biden and other 2020 Democratic candidates. Listen.
Story about Ms. Forrest is the tip of the iceberg. You're going to see a lot. I think that's a high fastball to him. But it's also the corruption issues that Joe Biden is going to have to deal with on Ukraine and other places.
I'm with Jonathan. You know, this is like the NCAA tournament. If you could predict who was going to win, there'd be billionaires in this country, right, making money. Right now, you have to see them compete, and they all have to be on the same stage. And then we're going to find out who's going to be winning. You know, and it may not be Duke at the end.
So what do you make of the allegations against Biden?
I think that I'm with Alicia. I think you need to be prepared to respond to them. But I think also I thought the vice president issued a thoughtful statement. I think that he understands that there is going to be a level of scrutiny that maybe there hasn't been in the past, and that you have to respond to these concerns.
It was you have to respond. Oh, well, that's bold of her to say that you have to respond. Was it a thoughtful statement, Chris Berg?
Are you kidding me? He says neither then nor in the year since, the year or any other time, I think that he did anything wrong. And I just want to tell people, go to my Facebook page. This person I'm going to have on tonight put together this incredible Twitter thread of all the creepy things Joe Biden has done. If you've got any doubt if this guy's a creep or not, go check out this thread. It'll answer your questions in a race.
And it's pretty sad that Heidi Heitkamp can't say that, especially someone who believed everything that the Kavanaugh accusers had to say. Wow. All right, Chris Berg watching tonight, folks. God bless you.
We're back with Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, with locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Folks, come on in. Check it out. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of winter. But I tell you what, it's a lot better with a hot spring spa. Never go through another winter like this without a hot spring spa. Tell me why, Vince.
Well, it's a way to, like, beat Mother Nature, if that's possible. It allows you to get to your backyard. Even when it's 30 below out, you're still sitting in an environment that's 100-plus degrees, and it's wonderful. And, you know, you can't stay inside all winter, right? So this is not only a great wellness product physically, mentally, and relationally, but it gets you out of the house into your backyard where, you know, can your neighbors say they were in their backyard with 10 feet of snow last night in their bathing suit? Probably not.
It's fantastic. Life-changing, in fact. And it's more than just a hot tub, right, Vince?
Yeah, it's every day made better. And you sit in this, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally, you're better.
Check it out online at hotspringnd.com or stop and see them 1620 13th Avenue East, West Fargo.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.